This is called a slow food farm tour. Which, right? Do I have
yes,
that right?
You do.
Apparently that makes me think that I'm going to be able to tour a farm.
That's the idea. We wanted to take the idea of a potluck and a farm tour and combine them together so that we could kind of go full circle with the food. People could eat it together. They could see how it grows. You know, you can see the whole process.
So tell me chronologically what will happen when I show up.
Sure. 5:30 to 6:30 is the potluck and mingling time. It kind of allows people to filter in as they see fit. Then 6:30 to 7:30 is the farm tour, which Paul will be leading. And then from 7:30 to 8 is the CSA presentation with desserts.
Paul,
yes,
we're going to be at your farm.
That's right.
And that is where?
We are located 1 mile on Highway 45 off of Crossover and Mission. So we are about 1 mile from the Crossover intersection just outside the Fayetteville city limits.
So help me out. What will be experienced on the tour?
Well, the tour is just going to be a great opportunity for us to showcase what we've been doing for the last year and a half on our farm. It will include a tour of our gardens, what kind of vegetables are growing, including tomatoes, cucumbers, basil, peppers, potatoes, carrots, arugula, all kinds of fun stuff. So we're going to walk people through the farm, show them what we're growing, how we're growing it. We will also spend some time focusing on another aspect of our farm, which is sustainability. Last year we started with sustainability workshops, and we built a solar greenhouse with straw bale construction. So there'll be an opportunity to walk and talk and look at the straw bale solar greenhouse, talk about how it was designed, how it was built, how we use local straw. Secondly, we will do a walk through our hoop house, which we also had a workshop, and we built it last year, and it allowed us to grow food all the way into February. We actually harvested over 40 pounds of lettuce in February after the big snows and sold to the local restaurant, the Greenhouse Grill, for their Valentine's Day special. So we'll get a chance to learn about how we can extend our season with the hoop house. And then also we'll do a little tour around my Victory Garden, and we have dedicated ourselves to sustainability on this farm, working towards small scale. So our house is outfitted with solar panels. So we have solar panels, we have rain catch, we have a small Victory Garden, and then we have a larger operation that we do for our CSA.
CSA, of course, the
community supported agriculture.
Thank you. Yeah. The community was what was given. And that's when people can literally, figuratively, buy in to the farm, and it's delivered. Do you do doorstep delivery?
We actually do. That's something that we decided would be a perk for folks who maybe never heard of a community supported agriculture, how it works. Most farms that have CSAs, the members actually come to the farm. But the fact that our farm is unique and we have many other residents that rent there, we didn't want to impact the farm by having 20 to 40 members showing up every week for 6 months.
We're neighbors, by the way.
So you appreciate the door.
So we decided that a delivery service would really pique a lot of people's interest. It is something that we've had to work for about 4 months to educate folks here locally about what a CSA is, and we felt one easy transition would be, we're actually going to show up at your door and bring you this food that's grown locally.
You do radishes?
We do.
We'll have to talk. Teresa, do you hope that the people who show up here maybe... oh, well, maybe I can do a hoop house, or maybe I can learn more about growing. But there are going to be some people who show up who live in apartments or don't have that, and maybe are just going for the awareness or a learning.
Well, and just the entertainment or the joy of visiting a farm and meeting your farmer. Because, I mean, if you have an apartment and you want to get fresh local produce or you can't make it to the market, you can sign up for a CSA. And then you have a chance now to come meet Paul and Jesse, the people who are growing the food for you, so you can connect to your local food source.
Paul, did you always – what's your history with farming?
Well, I've been farming – this is our fifth year farming. My partner Amanda and I, after we had our first children, we decided this was important. Organic food, local, is very, very important to us. And we started about 5 years growing food with a little small two-row garden. And 5 years later, you know, we're supplying local restaurants, local grocery stores, and starting the CSA. So I have a very limited background in growing, but we've been very dedicated in the last 5 years learning from other local farmers, gleaming as much information from them, and trying to get as far as we can, as quickly as we can, so we can work towards that being our full-time work.
What's been the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge has been... I don't know if there has been a biggest challenge. There really, it's just a pleasure every day to go out. You know, the biggest challenge is just the physical, taking raw land and turning it into a place where you can grow food. Other farmers actually turned down the opportunity to manage this property because it was covered with many different kinds of grasses that are hard to overcome. So being young and having lots of volunteers, we're a part of a program called the Worldwide Opportunity on Organic Farms. The short version is called WOOF. And WOOF is an opportunity for farmers to host people who want to learn to farm. So we actually house them and feed them, and they come and they stay, and they help work on the farm. They learn from the farmers, and it's just a wonderful relationship. So right now we have people here from Japan. We have people here from New Jersey and from New Mexico.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity. And so with all the extra help, we've been able to quickly reclaim rows, put in hoop houses, put up structures, and get a lot further than we would have. So I'd say the hardest thing is definitely just the labor, getting established in the first year and a half as a new farm.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
There's potluck is in the title here too.
Yes. So to highlight and celebrate the local foods, we're asking that participants who bring dishes that feature local foods.
What are you going to have a dish?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what it is yet?
I always bring a salad, at least, plus whatever else I come up with.
So if people are interested in the Slow Food Farm Tour and Potluck, what should they do?
Well, we would prefer them to RSVP so we can kind of expect how many people will be out there. And to do that, please just shoot me an email. And it's Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, at OzarkNaturalFoods.com.
It is rain or shine.
Yeah, we're planning on it.
And it's Saturday the 25th.
Yes.
Anything else people need to bring?
I'd say bring a sun hat, comfortable shoes to walk around the farm.
It is later in the day, but it is June, so you might want to have a little sun protection since we will be out for an hour touring the farm.
All right. Thank you both very much.
Thanks.
All right.
You're welcome.